Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Good morning to the bodies of Christ. Good morning to every living creature that is created by God. Truly, I thank God for His grace and mercy. Good morning to the people of God, those who are alive on this earth. Lift up your hands unto the Almighty God. Give Him glory and praise. Excuse me. But I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to the people of God. Thank you for all that you're doing for Jesus Christ. Thank you for going out to do the work for the Lord, to be missionaries, to be the messenger, to bring forth the word of God. Thank God for the men and women, praise God, who stand behind the podium to give the people of God what they need to know. Good morning. Praise the holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for every radio station that is allowing the word of God to come forth. Thank God for podcasts. Thank God for technology that people are able to present the word of God through technology, through devices like the cell phone, the radios, praise God, television, or whatever God utilizes, praise God, to get the word. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And most of all, good morning to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for Jesus. This morning, I truly thank God for what He is to me today, and I know what He is to you today. He allows some of you to come forth and be alive, praise God. We have the John the Baptist Spirit, prophets, praise God, going as forerunners to tell the word of God to those, praise God. Thank God for the Spirit of John, the Spirit of Peter, the Spirit of Paul, praise God. Thank God. The Spirit of Jeremiah, the Spirit of Isaiah, praise God. The Spirit of Daniel, God allows spirits, hallelujah, of the prophets, rest upon the prophets now today to deliver the message of the Word of God. Thank God for the prayer warriors. Thank God for the intercessors, hallelujah. Thank God for those who are the watchmen on the wall. Praise God. We thank God for the pastors, the prophets, the apostles. Thank God for the ministers. Praise God. The bishop, the teachers. Praise God. I thank God for Jesus and what He is to us in this hour. Today, this morning, I'm going to the book of Matthew, the 21st chapter, starting at the 28th verse. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God. You know, I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. And Jesus is a perfect example. Thank God. Excuse me. I thank God for Jesus. For what He is to us in this hour. But most of all, I thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, who know how to teach the parables to get us to understand what God is saying to us in this hour, in parables. And I thank God for the revelation through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the Word of God said, and Jesus gave a parable. Thank you, Lord. The parable of the two sons. And it said, and I'm reading from the NIV Bible. Praise God. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. Jesus said to them, "Truly, I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." Praise God. Well, Jesus was giving a parable and how this is going to happen. The first going to be last and the last going to be first. Praise God. Because those, I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we got to be very careful with our walk with the Lord. When we are too busy to serve God like God expects us to be, then God going to use those people who are not in the ministry, who are not in the house of God. God going to use those individuals that is unsaved. They're going to be a born again believers. And they're going to do what God tell them what to do. This is what Jesus was saying. He was giving a parable. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. He was giving a comparison of what can happen. And it is going to happen. Praise God. Because we ourselves, we get so if we don't be careful, we get caught up in ourselves. We don't think we don't have time for God. If God tells you to do something, and you say, "Yeah, Lord, but you didn't do it," praise God. God's going to use those people, praise God, because those God's children as well. Praise God. They're not in the where you are, but they are God going to use those prostitutes, them drug dealers. He's going to use them drug addicts, praise God. And they're going to, life's going to turn around, and they're going to serve God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then God going to use them, praise God, to bring forth the word of God. They're going to do what God tell them what to do. And thank God. That's why Jesus gave a parable. I'm going to read it again. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." And the son said, "I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said to the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not do it. He did not do it. And that's why Jesus said, thank God. He answered, and he didn't. Which of the two did what his father wanted? And the first answered, "Truly, I tell you, the tax collector." Jesus said, he said to them, the tax collector, the prostitutes, and others, praise God, are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. They're going to get ahead of us if we don't be careful in what we're doing with our walk with the Lord. If we don't do what God tells us to do and be obedient to God, God going to allow the prostitute, the tax collector, the ones who abuse with drugs, the ones who have a humble spirit, God, they're going to go ahead of us. But one thing about it, we need to be sincere with our walk with the Lord. We need to be really sincere and faithful to God. God don't want lip service no more. He wants the heart. He wants the commitment from you, from your heart. God is a good God. Hallelujah. As he commit himself by giving us his son, Jesus Christ, why can't we commit ourselves to the Lord? But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. But I thank God for the righteousness that he expects out of us. Because if we want to make it into the kingdom of God, we need to do what the Father tells us to do with our walk, with the mission that he gives to us, with the job that he gives to us. We need to apply it. We need to do exactly what he said when it comes to his word. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And we are the children of God. And we say we are the child of God. We need to obey the word of God. I don't want God to take me out of place and put somebody in front of me to make it for them to make it into the kingdom. I want to make it as well. So I got to do what the Lord said. Praise God. Jesus gave an example here. And this is what happening if we don't do what God said. So my brothers and sisters, we got to learn to trust God every step of the way. We don't need to take our walk for granted. And a lot of times we do that. We take God for granted instead of being sincere with our walk with the Lord. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. When the Lord say this here, praise God. When the Lord say that the Father talked to the two boys, praise God. One say, I won't, but he turned around and did it anyway. And the other say, yeah, but he didn't do it, praise God. The Lord let us know, praise God, this was going to happen. That those who don't say they listen, but they didn't do it, the prostitute, the collector, praise God, the addicts, the drug addicts, the murderers, praise God, and then God forgive them for what they did in their life, they're going to make an end. But we who say we are, praise God, we won't get it, praise God. So we got to be faithful in our walk with the Lord. Don't take God for granted. Take this life seriously, day by day. Let it be your, like you treat it like it be your last day. But one thing about it, we got to learn how to walk before the Lord with a spirit of righteousness. We need to be open and honest with God and let God know that, Father, if I sin, please forgive me for my sin. Lord, I transgress against your word. I transgress for not being obedient to your word. But Lord, help me to make the right thing. Help me to make the right choices. Help me, Lord, to be obedient to your word. So my brothers and sisters, let's trust God. Let us depend on the Lord. And when God tells you something, don't hesitate. Just do it. Praise God. And see how the end going to be for you. We need to be obedient to the word of God. Be like what Jesus said. If you're a child of God, let us be and represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God for his grace and his love for us. So my dear brothers and sisters who are holding office, let's be faithful in the vineyard. Let us continue working to get those souls in for God's kingdom. And may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. Have a great day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.